Thanks so much for calling. This is Noam. Hello.
Hello, this is Carolyn. I missed your call.
Hi, Carolyn. You just got disconnected over the chat, so I was just trying to close that conversation. I hope I did not catch you at a bad time.
I can barely hear you.
Can you hear me now? I can hear you absolutely fine. Do you want me to move to a different
Okay.
location? Okay. So you're talking about your book, and you said that you needed to put everything together. What my next message was that we can help you do that, and because it's a story based on your experiences, so I think we can weave that story together step by step. Working with a writer and a whole team would help you put that story together in a way that you might not be able to do it alone. And when you're already planning to work with a ghostwriter, why not utilize them in the initial phases too? Why do the legwork yourself? You have a great story. It sounds amazing to me so far, and I'm literally holding myself back from asking more questions about it at this point. But if you work with a writer at this point, you'd be able to get most of the work done at a faster pace as opposed to you doing it initially. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I can write my story. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay, I was just talking to somebody that is a professional, and I would like to write my story with a book company. What is your input on this?
Well, I think you are you talking about someone apart from me? Like, we were talking over the website just now. I'm the same person, I believe.
No.
Oh, a different company?
well, I'm trying to get the story out, and I needed to talk to somebody about it to make sure I've got a ghostwriter to help me out with this.
Okay, so we do provide the same exact service, and I just go one step forward and tell you that all the people in a company, from the designers to the project managers, have experience writing and reading. They understand different genres, so it's not a one-fit-all solution. Anyone who can write should not write your story. Someone who has experience writing similar stories and understands the nuances of stories based on real-life experiences can do a better job. Writing is extremely subjective. There is no ranking.
This is real life experience, big time.
Yeah, and
This is
that's
real
what
life.
makes it, yeah, that's what makes it interesting, because I think most of the TV shows or books that are based on real-life events that are far more attractive, because at times reality is stranger than fiction, and you're like astonished by how could this happen to someone in real life. So that's what attracted me towards your story, and that's why I'm interested in at least hearing it. And pardon my impatience, I just want the book to be either a reader or be a person that collaborates with you on this book.
Okay, this is where I am at. How do I start? Because I have notes and this and that, and I can type it up all night long and everything else. And
No,
but I
that's,
need a
yeah.
ghostwriter. I need somebody to come in and say, okay, let's make this more attractive or whatever. But it really is a real story, big time.
Well, Karen, let me just explain how a ghostwriter can add value to this, especially particularly us. Now, you have the story, the raw story and experiences in your head. The writer, either they will meet with you in person or over Zoom or call. You just tell them the story as it comes to you. It need not be chronological. Whatever you remember in that particular call, you narrate it to them. It's up to them to put the puzzle pieces together and weave a beautiful story that sounds good on paper. Because when I'm listening to you, over a phone call, it's way different. When you're reading, you have to be extra descriptive. You have to paint a picture to make the reader's imagination run wild. And that's where a ghostwriter can add value. What they need is that raw story from you, and that can be You don't need to type it all. You don't need to write it all and have someone go over it, because that it would take forever. And a lot of times when we have experienced something, it does not come to us in a chronological manner. You would keep on going back and adding to it, and that process may never end. By working with a person that
I know you can see it. I can barely hear you, but the thing is that I almost feel like right now that I have to just sit down and type it up and do everything without you. I have to have and then go to the right people. I don't know how to do that, but
when you
I'm
say
sure
right people, when you're saying to the right people, what do you mean by right people? Like, what are you looking for in the person or company?
I have to make sure that I'm not overriding other people that I'm hurting, because Rick Myers, Billicks, the Menaces, everybody that was involved in this, I'm sure I don't want to hurt them. So I have to be careful.
Yeah, and that's why I mentioned with Dad that we might suggest you to fictionalize some of the details to protect people from getting hurt without ruining the actual, you know, their storyline and what actually happened. We'll just fictionalize some of the details to protect identities so that people don't get hurt and you're able to tell your story without causing any sort of harm. And it becomes a really good story to, for your kids to read, to see what their mom experienced, and for the general audience as well, because I feel like a lot of people would be interested in reading this book as well.
Okay, that's I need to know how to do that. But the thing is, thank you. Where do I start?
Okay, you start by choosing a ghostwriter. We do it for you. You choose the level of service that you want. There are three different tiers of ghostwriters. You can start with a junior writer. You can start with a semi-experienced writer. You can work with an already published ghostwriter. The difference between the three is the price. If you don't have a budget constraint, you work with an experienced writer. Start with an outline. Just tell them a brief overview of your story via a questionnaire or a call, whichever is preferable for you, and see the outline. Outline is basically like a blueprint of your book, where it outlines that chapter 1 will speak about this, chapter 2, and so on and forth until the story is told. Once the outline is approved and you like the outline, we start with chapter number 1. We write the chapter. We go over it again and again until you are completely satisfied with how that particular aspect of the story has been told. Then we move to the second one.
I can do that.
Sounds
good. The thing is, I need probably, because I don't want to hurt anybody, okay, and that's kind of my bottom line. I don't want to hurt anybody, because it was a big deal in our lives, and I don't want to hurt anyone,
I completely understand.
People have died over it.
I appreciate that. I appreciate that you're looking out for people, and since we have had experience writing about stories where people had to protect people, so we will, at times, we will suggest to you that this is how we can protect people, their identities, from their feelings being hurt or otherwise, so you don't need to worry about that. Furthermore, we sign an NDA with you that ensures that any information that you tell us is confidential and between you and your ghostwriter. They're like a confidant. So anything that you tell them, they will not be able to tell us so without any legal repercussions. And they sign an NDA with you right at the front.
Okay, this is what I need from you. I need your address
okay.
And all that good stuff. Hold on. Let me pull it up here. I need your address. Okay, tell me.
My email address or my mailing address?
Okay, what is it?
Do you need my email address or do you need my mailing address?
Well, I need your email, and then I can kind of consult with you and constantly be a friend with you and everything else, okay?
That sounds good. It's Ryan, R as in Roar.
Wait a minute. What is it?
It's Ryan, R-Y-A-N. I'm going to say it fast once and then phonetically.
Can you just email it to me, please?
Sure, let me just confirm your email.
Okay. It's carolyn_brown5145@yahoo.com.
Okay, I got it. And the number we're talking about, is it your cell phone or is it your landline?
This is my cell phone right now that I'm calling on. Contact me anytime. That's fine.
Okay. I'll just drop your text with my name, and I'll also drop you a reminder once I've sent you that email.
Okay.
Okay. Sounds good. So I'll just, you sound really tired. We'll continue this conversation tomorrow after I've done the conversation.
I can sense that.
It's okay. You get some rest, and we'll take a fresh start tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You too. Take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thank you. Take care.